Rosie and Endo, well, if they're in the team majority of the time, we've probably got a plus 40%, I think it might be 42, 43% win average. So I think it was important. You know, some of the younger players and some of the older players mentally have run out of steam. And it does happen. It happens to promoted sides, whether it's Premier League or League One. It's very difficult, you know, maintaining the standard. And you do get bad performances individually, as a team. And at this time of the season, more so than any other time of the season, it's about results.
The first half, you sort of cancelled each other out, really, and it was very, very even. But was it very important in that second half who got the first goal?
It wasn't for the connoisseur, the game. But it's about results, like I just said. It's about trying to re-establish confidence, self-belief, which has been missing. I think we put too much pressure on the players to try and achieve the dream, which is, you know, getting into the playoffs. But really, if I look at it and I analyse and I know what's going on in this league financially, we would need a benefactor to be putting in £2 million at least every season towards the playing budget for us to maintain any sort of challenge throughout the course of any season in League One. And I'm not saying we're unfortunate not to have that. We've got some great people in charge of this football club. We do it the honest way. But, you know, people, if they do really support us, want us to retain the Matty Dolans of this world and the Chris O'Grady's and the Glenn Murray's, then we have to have, you know, benefactors who are willing to put £2-3 million worth of their own money, season on season on season, for us to maybe one day show our best team that we've had at this football club ever. But it's just, it's not going to happen. And I put myself under too much pressure and these boys to try and achieve the impossible. And we do get so disappointed when we can't.